Blog Talk Radio.
Supposed to be working. I'm signed in right here. But she ain't telling me what to do.
Thank you.
truth form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Sensing refuge of Allah from rejected enemy. In the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean, sure Allah speaks the truth. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the message of concern. This is April the 5th, 2022. And this is the message of concern. And it's Tuesday. So it's the sister's night to focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. The message of concern has the biggest concern, one of the most biggest concerns that's in existence nowadays, because it focuses on the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. The removal of all images from worship that portray divine, whether it be a statue, whether it be a cross, whether it be a statue made of white clay or dark clay, or whether it be whatever other symbol that they may have that would be put in our worshiping places that would symbolize the or portray the image of God or of the Creator. And the other things I just mentioned, the cross, the symbols, and other. But the main one is the image as a human being or image as God. Okay? And that's our intent, to work towards removing those images and being able to tell our children the truth about our history, not their history, not his story, but our story, you know, and delivering the truth to the children as well as some adults that don't, you know, that don't know. And that image that the children have to face during their everyday lives, going to church or going to a worship anywhere or in schools or any other place, and it's not fair to them. It does a job on their minds, and it has a psychological effect on the minds of the world's children. Of the world's children, children all over the world. So we greet you, first of all, with the greetings of Assalamu Alaikum. And I want to say, I bear witness that there's no creator, no God, but one. And he's the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen.
Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. May the peace and blessings forever be upon him. This is Ramadan, and we're in the second day. Yeah, well, this would be the third day, because it started on Saturday night. I think it was. I'm on into it anyway. And as you can tell, it's almost time to eat, because I'm getting a little foggy here. But and we welcome, we say Ramadan Mubarak, meaning blessed Ramadan. And as we've gone over before, we fast for 30 days. And we fast from sun up until sundown. We start to fast after we make our Fajr, first prayer in the morning, Fajr prayer, or the prayer of the dawn, when the, not the sun is red in the sky, but when it peaks out, when you see that first peak, when you, this is what we used to say in the days of, they call it the first resurrection, when you can see the white of a threaded needle, when you can see the white thread in a needle, then that's during the night when we don't eat. But when, let me see now, when you do see this, when you don't see this thread when the daybreak comes, because you can't really see the thread real good in the daytime, or when the dawn comes, or something like, when the dawn comes, when it's time to do your suhoor before all that, that means breakfast, you eat before that time, before the peak of the sun or the brightness. When you look out your window, or you can't see, really can't tell the white thread good that's in the needle, because it combines with the day, with the peak coming up of the daybreak. So, and if anybody has a better explanation than that, they can chime in with me, or they can come back and press the one on their telephone receiver and be brought into the queue and explain it to us, share with us. Okay. That was just one of the things that I thought I remembered about being able to tell when it's time to start fasting. Okay? And we read 1/30th of the Quran every day. So, you know, 30th is 30 parts to the Quran, and every day we read 1/30th of the Quran. And when we finish it up, then we would have read the whole of the Quran for the month of Ramadan. Okay, and we're asked to not to eat expensive meats or meals. We eat the meals of a poor person, or of a person that cannot afford expensive cut meats and expensive meals. I don't like saying a poor person. I just like to say the less fortunate, or those who cannot afford the expensive meals. So we eat those type of meals just like they do. As we can't afford them either. You know, this is how we eat during the month of Ramadan. And then we do iftar when the fast, when we break the fast. That's at Maghrib time, when the sun goes down, and there's no more sun. You don't see no more sun in the sky. It's called Maghrib, our third prayer. And that's when we know that we can break the fast from fasting all day. And you'll hear the Adhan being called. And we thank Allah for blessing us to have been able to fast during that day, and blessing us to be able to break the fast and take a date or some fruit and water. Then we go inside the musala, inside the praying area, and we do our Maghrib prayer, 3 rakats, 2 audible and 1 silent, and we break the fast after that. We eat after that. We break the fast prior to that. That's how we know when it's time to break the fast. You know, when the adhan is called and then the qam is called, and then we go in, we break the fast and we go inside the musala to make the prayer, and then we come out and we eat the meal, the iftar meal, which is not a heavy meal, not supposed to be a heavy meal. You know, some of us act like the feast, you know, and they had to tell us about our masjid. We were fixing so much food until it looked like a feast, they said. So we don't want to do that, but we would feed the neighborhood. They would come because they would know, you know, to see the brother standing out there being secured on security, you know, directing the cars where to park at on our lot, on the masjid lot, rather. And then you see people coming out with food in carry-out plates. And so they would start coming in. And this neighborhood, we've been here so long in the first place, they know when Ramadan comes. So they know. And then they know when the feast is, too. So they come, and we try and feed them. If we have any left, we go down to main areas of town, and we feed it to those who are standing around who considered to be homeless. And we give the food, the rest of the food, to them as well. And then maybe some of us may take a couple of plates home or something like that, but we usually try to give them all out to others. Alhamdulillah. Okay. We also learn different surahs like by heart. You know, they say that by heart, put it on your heart, learn it by heart. You know, and within your heart, you want to learn this surah. That's what you pray for. Allah bless me. Please learn this surah. You know, you want to learn this surah. And we pray mainly, too, for patience, prayer, and perseverance. Bless us with patience, prayer, and perseverance, because this is what's going to get us through with the faith, along with the faith that we have in your law. You know, so we, this is the way we celebrate. And then after we do the eating and the meal after Maghrib, at Maghrib time, then after we eat, we go into the musala and we have education. We share education, what we got out of that day's reading, you know, each chapter. We're on the 30th of the Quran today, and when it just went out of Al-Baqarah, and now it's Imran. Yeah, but anyway, we learn. This is a educational time. Good sharing of information, like my brother says, good preaching, good teaching, good preaching. So we get good teaching and we get good preaching after we go to Maghrib. After Maghrib, we learn from each other what we've learned during that day, during our readings. Oh, I got to get me some more glasses. My eyes are, it's allergy time too, and my eyes are blurry, watery. So, if anybody has anything to contribute or want to participate, please push 1 on your receiver and we'll be brought into the queue. Akbar, you want to say something? Say something while I go pick your wings. Okay? Okay, I want my husband now to to try to say something while I go in, try to get some fixed up here. I just got to fix dinner now. I got to start fixing dinner. I don't start wanting to fix it too early because I don't want to smell nothing. I don't want to be tasting nothing. If it's seasoned right or nothing like that, you know, because there's temptation. You know how sometimes some of us are. We have to be really, really strong. And this is all for a lot of the fast in this month of Ramadan. So because after this comes the happiness, the big awakening, and even sometimes revelation during the later on Qadr, the night of power, and we stay in the masjid all night, and reading and studying and what they call it, and they used to call it in not confession, but bearing witness, you know. Bearing witness, okay, of what has took place during our days of Ramadan so far. And that's almost in the ending of Ramadan then, Laylatul Qadr. Spend the night overnight in the masjid, reading the Quran and studying more and sharing what we've learned during the month of Ramadan. And we have the Eid after that, which is like a new beginning for us, since we have fasted for Allah all month, and we have learned, and we have some of us have been renewed, and we like and we pray for this Ramadan to be the best Ramadan we've ever had. We pray for this Ramadan to be the best Ramadan we've had, because believe it or not, this is a new day. This is a day of religion, and a lot of changes coming about and will be coming about. Like, for instance, that virus, it has popped up again. See, these are trials. Not trials, but tests that we're going through to see if we can be able to stand the test. These are tests for us, you know, and it took a lot of us away. You know, a lot of us didn't make it through. Then a lot of us have made it through, but we still have a long ways to go, because it's not over yet. It's not over yet. I wanted to read something from the Quran that to share with you a part of what we read today, and you can and let me know if you want to share anything. Come on, Akbar, now. Okay. Oh, excuse me. You mean to say that loud? I mean to do that. Imran. Imran is the third surah, and that's what we were on today. We'll be starting tomorrow, the 6th of April. We'll be still on Surah 3, Al Imran, but it'll be the 4th 30th. It'll be the 4th 30th. To let you know how many days Ramadan has been in. 4 days. Okay. I want to read this right here. Will be Lamb and Shifting Regime, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. I'm reading this one because we're reading also on the Lifeline of 2007 Ramadan session, and it talks a lot about Jesus, you know, and I just want to read this. This is Ayat 59 of Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, and it reads, I don't want to read too much now because I don't want to forget. Because I could read this all day. Okay. Section 6. Behold, Allah said, O Jesus, I will make thee and raise thee to myself and clear thee of the falsehoods of those who blaspheme. I will make those who follow thee superior to those who reject faith to the day of resurrection. Then shall ye all return unto me, and I will judge between you of the matters wherein ye dispute. As to those who reject faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and in the hereafter, nor will they have anyone to help. As to those who believe and work righteousness, Allah will pay them in full their reward. But Allah loveth not those who do wrong. This is what we rehearse unto thee of the signs and the message of wisdom. The similitude of Jesus before Allah is as that of Adam. He created him from dust, then said to him, Be, and he was. The truth comes from thy Lord alone, so be not of those who doubt. If anyone disputes in this matter with thee, now after full knowledge hath come to thee, say, Come, let us gather together our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then let us earnestly pray and invoke the curse of Allah on those who lie. This is the true account. There is no God except Allah. And Allah, He is indeed the exalted in power, the wise. But if they turn back, Allah hath full knowledge of those who do mischief. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. I just wanted to share that part with you. That was section 7 of Surah 3, Al-Imran. That's part of what we learned today, some about Jesus and Adam, you know, and what Allah said to them. Oh, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, does anyone want to contribute to that to say what that might mean to them or what they might have gotten out of that section? Push 1 on your telephone receiver and you'll be brought into the queue. We can have some participation while we're waiting to break the fast. I only see Muslims on the line. Oh, that brother, I need to. I only see Muslims on the board. So if you have anything to say, please, and contribute, share with us what you got out of your reading today. Let us know by pushing the 1 on the receiver. You brought into the queue. Okay. Huh? Okay. Now, I'm going to turn you over to my husband here. I got something I got to do right quick. And thank you for coming on. I'm glad I see the ones that I see on here. Okay. This is the Quran, is what I mean. No, that's you. Okay. As-salamu alaykum, here's my husband, Brother Abdullah Rasul Akbar. As-salamu alaykum, thank you.
Alayhi as-salam. Malay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashadu ilaha ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammad Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but Allah. There is no God but Allah. That Allah is the creator of this creation that we live on. That He planted us here, all of us, to be tested and see which one worthy of the great reward that He have kept hidden from us. So I'd like to greet you in the greeting of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad of Islam alaikum, simply mean God peace be unto you and Ramadan Mubarak in this blessed month that we're in right now. Allah, it's a blessed month for us. So we are here tonight on this lifeline to help if we can cure some of the sickness of this world. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of the prophet. That means there's no more prophet to come. The message that he gave to the world, it get revived in a majestic, comes so often, and majestic means one who comes to revive this religion. And not this religion, but all religion and the religions. So we have had a majestic. We said that Imam Waruddin Muhammad, in most of our eyes, is that majestic that the world has been looking for. And he came in and he brought clearly the revelation and brought it clearly for the people of all over the world can understand it. And right now people recognize Imam Waruddin Muhammad as being the majestic, being one of the majestics that Allah has sent. So we are here tonight without any doubt that we have the cure for racism and all the isms that have caused problems in this world. We believe that we have a cure for it. And the cure is La Ilaha Illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We believe that's the cure. That this is what Satan have kept away from the people of this planet Earth. He have kept that away. He have kept the notion that Allah will send someone and send someone in our ethnic group to cure this sick world that we live in. And we believe that Imam Waruddin Muhammad came and he dealt with the sick world, and now we all have opportunity to deal with this sick world that we've been put in to make it better. Not just in America, but throughout the world. That this message is good for everybody. Because it talks about one God. It talks about how God, how the Creator, created us all from Adam. We know no one is saying that but us. We all are the children of Adam. Means that we are one people. That we one group. That we are many people who we took on many labels. And Satan is one to help us took on many of them labels. And we took it on the label most of the time by the land that we come off of. And all the land used to be one, used to be Asia. The whole world once called Asia. But man put China, Russia, Japan, Pakistan, Israel, all these are made up and all of them caused division. America, China, the islands, different islands, Cuba, all these things came about to divide us up. So we are here tonight to make that point. There's only one Creator, and we all supposed to be one in creation under that one God. Whatever man have done, little credit can we give him, because everything he does, he comes out of his mind. And who created the mind? Whatever you see on this earth, put together, structured by man or created by man, he can't brag about it, because he didn't give himself his mind. He didn't give himself his legs and arms and eyes, and the intellect. God gave that to us. Then he gave us scripture. The first scripture they gave, they tampered with it. And the second scripture, they tampered with it. But the Holy Quran comes to straighten out those scriptures that came before it and bring some clarity to it. And this, once it clear that out, straighten that out, and we'll do it if let done by people who love this world. You let some of these imams, the good imams, let them show you how Satan have come in and turned this world upside down, and now it's one of the most filthy places you want to find people is here, especially in America. Filthy. Dress filthy, look filthy, act filthy, and do some filthy act like there's no creator anywhere. He, like the creator don't see and knows everything, because they have lied on one of the major prophets. Prophet Jesus, they took him and put all them lies all around him. And it's going to take us, the African-American, the one who's been under all them lies, to straighten these lies out. So we've been chosen. Willingly or unwillingly, we're going to have to straighten these lies out. Why? Because a lie is a terrible thing. A lie is an awful thing. A lie will cause you to lose your wife, lose your family, lose your freedom. A lie would cause you to lose everything you got. A lie would cause you to live in a lie. And you live a lie. And that lie causes you and take you away from being a human being. So a lie is a terrible thing. And that lie will cause you, cause many, and have caused many to lose their life. A lie. Telling people that those people are terrorists. That's why we can't really make a difference, because the people been lied to. They said we are terrorists. Once upon a time, they said that we teach hate. But if the hate we taught had never got anybody killed, that they said we called hate, terrorists. We taught the truth, and we spoke what we seen, and this helped plenty of sick people. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the white man was the devil, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad helped him in so many ways, because he did, and he had to prove he wasn't the devil. And he hadn't stopped, he hadn't proved that yet, that he's not the devil. Not all of them, because some of our people have joined them. Many of our people joined them, and now they are devils. You can see the killing that we have among each other. Just the other day, in Georgia, two or three people have died because a young man got his hands on the gun and went to the mall, and they started shooting. This happened two or three times. Clayton County, Atlanta, DeKalb County. Yeah, DeKalb County had a shooting not too long ago of two women, supposed to be homosexual. This homosexual called her girl, a woman, with another man, and so she killed her. She was a police officer. Killed this woman. This is going on. This, when you live a lie, you act out that lie. When you take on your, in your mind that it's better to be a man and you got all the organs of a female, you ain't going to do nothing but cause destruction in this earth. That's what a lie do. And Jesus said, know the truth. And we know the truth, that truth will set us free. And we have to go with the truth, that we are human beings. We are the excellent creation that God have created us to be, and that's human being. Given the right education, not the worst education, not a lying education, CRISPR, Lumen, Discover America, Ducks Talks, Bass Talk, Rabbit Talk. When you get that kind of education, you're getting a lie, and that lie will throw you off point. And then the worst lie you can get from anywhere is from church. And that lie is God Almighty, the creator of the heaven and earth, have a son. And his son is a Caucasian man, born from a Caucasian woman named Mary. Lies on top of lies. When you go to Egypt or go to Africa, this is what Christ Jesus was born and Mary. Matter of fact, you can go to Turkey, and the last house that Mary lived in is supposed to be in Turkey, according to the Muslim Journal. I had the paper that this house that Christians and Jews and Muslims go to this house and see it, and go see it in Turkey. So the lie and the lie have kept this away from the minds and the hearts and the people. A lie. Imagine somebody telling you somebody died for your sin. And you sinning. You ain't going to stop sinning because you believe that a man 2,000 years ago who was so-called nailed to the cross, he nailed to that cross because he was dying for sinners. But when you rationalize that, when you examine that, if in order for a man to die for somebody or for the world's sin, first thing he had to do was say, nail me to this wood. Now, you don't tell God what to do. God is the one who tells you what to do. Allah said to you, nail me to this wood because I want to suffer and die for the sins of all the people that I created. See how stupid that sounds? How stupid. But that been getting past Africa and America for years. Because I hear African-Americans say, take the whole world, but give me Jesus. They don't say God. They say, give me Jesus. I heard Christian women say, Jesus is my boyfriend. He's enough for me. Hey, I seek that sound. But they said it. Huh? Jesus died for my sin. But they ain't going down to the courthouse or go in front of no judge and tell the judge that the man that robbed the bank or the man that raped the woman, the man that killed the baby and his mother, they not going down there and tell not one judge that Jesus, Christ Jesus, died for his sin and you can't put him in jail. See what a lie to do, but that's what a lie. That's what a lie to do. It lies there and keep hurting people. So we're here tonight to spell some of these lies, so we all can live in this world in peace. But we know the devil somewhere is mad, angry, because this truth coming out, and it's coming. And it's not going to stop coming until the whole world is cleaned up from these lies, that we see each other as human beings, not black people or white people, but we see each other as human beings, as one human family, that we are one, and we are and trusting in God, like the money said. When we see that, we see this new world. We see the world that God has created for us to live in. We have peace on earth. We won't have to lock ourselves up at night like we do now. We don't have to put burger bars and electronic devices all around our house to spot an intruder coming on your property. We'll get back and get a dog. Let him do the worry. The dog will be out there watching the house. Not in the house, in the bed with the woman or the man or with the child. The dog will be in its natural environment, outdoors, with them keen ears, listening for something or someone coming up on the property. So we're here tonight to dispel the evil that a lie has been told on God, that Almighty God was so weak he couldn't do nothing, so he sent his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus. What an awful lie they have told on God. But God have showed the right people, the people that build the pyramids, the people that made this world in so many ways what it is. Because we made the air conditioning. We made the Coca-Cola. We made all of it. We made the train connection. Now, we can't help because somebody stole it from us because we had a gun. And they stole it from us or took it away from us because we had no power. And now we're trying to get some power on our own, because we will never be powerful as a equal with a people as long as they making and telling our children that they go to school and go to college like we're telling our children to do. Go to school and get a good education. Go get you a job afterwards. Make you some money. They ain't going nowhere. They ain't never went nowhere, and they ain't never helped us. If we had told our children to go to school to make money and then come back and open up businesses, then think how far we would be in the economic power of things. So we're here tonight with all that is psychological effect. We don't have no job to give our children. And they see that. So they all the thing they put hope in, if they go to school and pass those tests where they can go to a higher school, like colleges, and go to that college, and then once they go to that college, they come out and get a better job. And that's where they got it set up. I ask you, where happened to all them students, those bridging students, that passed the SCT test, what that test I hear? SAT test. What happened to all them juniors that we produce every year? Why you can't find them? Because there's a scheme out there. Soon as they find them and they can think and use their intelligent mind, these people scoop them up and promise them the world and keep them away from us. Every day, this is a plan. This is a trick that they came up. Get our smart children and use them for their benefit to be able to keep their world in shape. So you go to some of these major offices that paying these people like $200,000 or $300,000, $500,000 or $600,000 or $100,000 a year just to manage their business. And a lot of them people got us out cheering in those business, running those business, drawing our people, our children is drawing up the structure for the next skyscraper, building, drawing up the next car that's run without gas. They got our children doing this because they are able to show them that God came in their image. And the only way they're going to get ahead and have good money, they're going to have to come to them, and this is what they're saying, come to them for a job. The football player, the basketball player, the baseball player, all in the same boat, all them football players and why don't you see them? Because they ain't somewhere with their Caucasian wife or a light-skinned island girl. They ain't thinking about coming back and helping the poor so-called black people. They ain't thinking about, they know black life don't matter. They ain't studying that mess. So we are in a jig. We've been put in a jig, and what keeps us in this bondage? A lie has been told on God. And Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart about each other. We are the most meanest people in the world on each other. We're the only people in the world that call people of their ethnic group names that were given to us from the plantation. And we the only people in the world got our children on stage saying that plantation language, and you think a bunch of Ku Klux Klan would be doing this. But they were so smart, they came up with the right amount of information, and they turned our children on us, saying rap. And sometimes they go get the lowest of the low, like Lil Wayne. How can a woman look in his face, with all that gold and all them tattoos on him, and he was to come out of the darkness into the light? Don't you know he would scare somebody to death with how he looking with all them tattoos and gold? The reason he get by because they tell you how much money he got, how much money he done made. Now, when they get rid of one of the rich African-American people, what do? They come out and lie and be a little more lies, or go find an old thing that he used to do, like Bill Crosby. When they send Bill Crosby to jail, Cosby, the jail, for date rape, out of date, that all the statutes of what he did was over with. He didn't kill nobody. But they still took him in the jail. And how did they get him? They got a bunch of women every day talking about Bill Crosby. Oh, he raped it. And then... You know it was about money. It wasn't about nothing else. The man was successful. Anytime you got that kind of clout and you are on TV, boy, them women throw themselves on you. I used to go to the concerts and see the Temptation. Now, them women throw themselves on them. Young girls, supposed to be good-looking, light-skinned, throw themselves on them entertainers. I had a nice-looking sister-in-law, and she was a dance in a club, riding the pole, and she thought she was this. She went down and this lady with Tupac and come back home bragging about it. When Tupac was alive and came to town, bragging on to me. And I was a Muslim. I told her, I said, you just added to your sinful life. That's all. No, it's not Dahlia's sister. It was one of my other wives' sister, Cassandra's sister. her sister. Yeah, she went down there and made, come back bragging. But she got the big head. She rode out of town, come with, used to make with those big time dope dealers, right, coming in town one time, one day with the, from Florida, and they locked her up and the, her dope dealer boyfriend. Then he got out. Then she come back and telling me that she talked to Mrs. A handwriter, a head of people that read your poem, Miss Rudolph. So Miss Rudolph told her she ain't get no time. So she went to court, and they gave her some time. So when I got a chance to send her a message, I told sent her a message and told her she needed to get back with Miss Rudolph and get her money back, because Miss Rudolph lied to her. And then she got furious, got angry. But I had to let her know that she brought that to me, and I just showed her what a great mistake she made telling me something. Miss Rudolph said she ain't going to get no time. Give that woman all that money. So it's our people make themselves blind because of a lie. They don't take life serious. And we know that this truth is good for everybody, but everybody don't want it. But our job is to offer them to and offer everybody the truth. There's only one creator. He is the creator of all of us. We all are the children of Adam. We're supposed to be one. Why are we divided? We divided because a lie is being told. That God got a son. And that son looked like one particular people, and that's the Caucasian people. And you can see some of them is the most arrogant, greedy, selfish people on this planet Earth. They own everything and want more. They hate to share anything with anybody, especially us. Everybody got restitution for what happened to them but us. Oh, every group done got it. The Indians got it. The Chinese got it. The Jews got it. And still getting all that money. They give them billions of dollars every year. I think it's 13 zillion, billion, 13. Barack Obama gave them two. I guess he thought that was going to make them better. So everybody is walking over us. Even the Arabs come in. Not all of them, but some of them come with that. When they come to America, when the Arabs come to America, and like Suja said, when the Jews come, when the Italian come, the Iranian or Russia, any of them come, first thing they do, they fall on the label white. I'm a white man. And they get their share. They get their food stamps, their welfare, and they get enough to make their life livable real good. They get money to help them go into business, and they get an extra amount of money when they go in business and go in our neighborhood and open up a liquor store, open up a place that have destroyed many of us. They get extra money. So Satan done told them, we got to walk on somebody. So let's walk over the blacks. Call us the blacks. And some are lighter than most of them. So this is the problem. And Allah has given us the ingredients to fix this problem, and that's to move the racial image. But Satan got so many of our people, meaning so many of our people who went to Harvard and Yale and Doctor and all them, Princeton, and all them Ivy League schools and went there, and they told them, go back to your neighborhood and make Muslim life a life of hell. And that's what they did. because we got more enemies among us, working among us, to keep us down. If they wouldn't, I don't believe we would be as down and so hard for us to come up if we had good people who were working with us. We got more people in line that's working against us because they live on a lie. So, brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity to change it. Many of our forefathers tried their best, but they didn't have no education. They had more fear than they had education. They had more problems than they had solutions, because this world gave it to them, like they gave it to Dr. King. Dr. King was a good man, but they put all them Harvard and Yale and Princeton people around him who were nothing but agents. Roy Wilkins was working right there with the FBI. He was an African-American playing like he was with for the African-American people. He was working right there to crucify Dr. King. And after he got where he couldn't walk and put in a wheelchair, they put a fence around his house and they told what he did to Dr. King. How many people you think they put around the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? How many people you think they put around the Imam Washington Muhammad? And then, I can go back further than that. I go back, how many people do you think they put around Margaret Garvey? So this is why our leaders could make no progress. Lies. One of the lies they told on Dr. King, that he was a communist. He was a communist. Because a communist person walked by Dr. King and waved at him. Waved at him. And they started calling him a communist. And like it was said on one of the programs Saturday when we were down in Monroe County, they hated Dr. King. But after they killed him, the love they said they had for him, he was a hero. That's the way they roll. That's the way they got this world to set up. They got this world set up to keep us down from making any progress. And that's why everything that Imam Washington Muhammad tried to do, he set up the egg program and setting up other programs. And every time he gets something started, one of the agents, CPC, he set that up. Agent got in there, selling the suits, charity with China. The agent got into that. And he derailed everything he do. So these people are working to defeat the God-conscious people. But their time is up. And that's why we are able to have this Rock Talk radio station. Because their time is up. They did everything they can do. And their time is up. Now they are being seen for what they are. And we should be spreading the word. Like the rain come down. We should be spreading the word. There ain't but one God. There ain't no white people in America. That's one banner that they hold up, and they keep people like us off of them. Talking about I'm a white man, and most of our people trying to preach their skin or get their hair, or even when they can't dye, they know they can't dye their eye, so they go get those what them things they put in the eye, what they call them eye thing. Contact lenses. They go get brown or gold or blue contact lenses and put in their eyes for the eyes can look blue. This comes from the hatred they have sold us through the lies that made us hate our hair, hate our color, hate our predicament. One Wayne Williams, who lived in Atlanta, one thing they was able to say about him, that he killed all them little 30-something black children. You know he didn't do that. But what they got him on, he went to college. And when he came back, he had a negative idea about his own people. His mama and daddy went to college, and they raised him to go to college, and he came back with a broadcast degree. And he came back hating his own ethnic group. Hating them because he can see the damage that the Caucasians had did to us by bringing all these liquor stores and all these drugs in our neighborhood. He couldn't see that. So his bridging turned on us, and it made him, and they used that against him for killing all those children. They know police killed some of them children. Even their mamas and daddies killed some of them children for the insurance money. They know that, but they wouldn't tell that. They still ain't told that. They know how to keep a secret. They know what they want you to know, and they know they've been well groomed on keeping what you need to know will help you change the situation. They have been groomed to keep that away from you. So we said there's only one God, and God didn't raise us up for us to go back and keep serving these people. Well, every time we go into their store and buy their goods, we're serving them. We're holding them up over us. Every time we go in a Walmart, we are holding them up over us. We'll keep them saying, paying them to say they are better than we are. But we got to come to them for everything we need. So we can wake up. And wake up means coming to knowledge and understanding what Allah wants to have. And we cannot come into that knowledge unless we read the Quran. Unless we be kind to each other. Unless we find a way to look out for each other. Huh? That's not racism. We've been put in the bottom of the well. We've been forced to be little David. We've been forced to get on the ark with each other. Cause this country is drowning. Not only with COVID, but with ignorance. I go in the store. I hate to go in there. See all the freaks and the young freaks coming with the older freaks. The mamas are free. And the child begin to look like a freak. The little boy begin to look like a freak. It hurt me to my heart, but what can you do? They done passed a law in Florida. You can't even call a homosexual a gay person. And that word gay used to be for anybody who was happy. But now you can't even call them gay. Or they arrest you. So this country is trying to turn to communists. Donald Trump is bringing communists in this country. That's what he done. You can't say racial theory. In other words, so what we done that to you? We don't want you talking about it. Forget it. But they going to bring the Holocaust in the prison, in the jail. I mean, in the school, teach the children how the Jews was almost annihilated by the Russians. They gonna bring it, but they ain't gonna say that how they almost annihilated us on the plantation. They don't want us to talk about that because most of their children, once they hear that, they don't want to be called no Caucasian. Because they ask themselves, and they ask whenever we had a program and all them Caucasian college students come. One of the questions they always ask, am I going to hell? Because they know what their mama and father have done. So they ask that question, am I going to hell? Well, are you benefiting from what your father and mother did? Huh? Are you still bathing in that wealth that what your mom and father did? The insurance company, the banks, and most of these large hospitals all had a hand in enslaving us, killing us. And some of the things the doctor did to the African-American man, only Allah can get revenge for that. Because I looked at the movie of Denzel Washington. He said he was telling some Caucasian, he said, only thing I hate, he said, I only get a chance to kill you one time. He said, I want to kill you over and over again. He said, one thing I hate, I can't kill you but one time. Huh? That was really meant for us. Tell us we should be mad we can't kill one time. Huh? So Chris Rock, he played a movie called The President. In that movie, a lie was told. Chris Rock, in the movie, Chris Rock spoke to a man that stole dope. He spoke to him. And they took that and used that against him in his campaign. It was in a movie where he ran for the president. I forget the name of the movie. The chief of the head chief or something. The movie he made. But they show you how they do the people, do us. So brother, we have a chance to turn this around. The Block Talk Radio Station is designed to turn all that evil around, and we're working hard to do such the change. So anybody wants to say anything or have anything they want to say, please raise press 1 and come into the queue, and we will see it, and we'll cut your mic on. Because we know that the truth that has been given to us, it will help the world. It helped us. It made us some of the most intelligent people of this time. So I'm going to read something right quick from a book that just come out called Follow the Leader. Follow the Leader. Follow the Leader. Wahdi Muhammad, The Reflection of a Leader. Ronald B. Shakir wrote this book. And it's a good book. It's nice, huh? Commentary. He wrote, I'm going to read that some of the things that he put in here that he may have said. He said, people do good are not necessary on the path of God. God said, Muhammad, and when we found you screened and gave you, Muhammad was screened. How was he screened? The way of the heifer without God guiding it is a myth. Your nature is righteous. Your nature is to be right. Your intelligence are good. You want to go where your nature should go, but you do not have God guided, so you will stray in the groom, or in the conviction forever. If God do not guide you, guidance and opening up to you in a great world of opportunity and reality that is more than just your human effort. You take the great prize in which which when its construction upon the best of its situation of the continent, on its continent. What is telling us? People who have good intentions and are doing good, it does not mean they are on the path of goodness. They are necessary on the path of goodness. God is the path of complete discovery and realizing of all the great help and possibility that God created for you when he created you a human being and designed you. He does not want you to have anything less, all that he created you for. And he is on one who guides us to the destination. If we come up with human interest and realizing not of God's creation, us for any other ism will not lead us to the full realization, only guiding directed from his own will, his own spirit, his own presence can do that. And he comes to direct us from him. Then we can get the full amount of the full measure of what our life holds for us. We cannot unlock it without God's key. Without the keys of God, we cannot lock this, what we are. And that the Quran come to unlock us from all of the problems that we've been put on us. It goes into our subconscious of our conscious and caused us to be lacking in what we need to be going forward in. So if anyone wants to say anything, make a statement, make some criticism, add on to or take away what's already been said. We said, Alhamdulillah, you're welcome. That match one on your cell phone or your telephone, and come on into the queue. And if you can't come into the queue, we will call. All you got to do is call 404-289-5305, and we'll see you calling, and we realize that you cannot turn on your mic. We see someone have turned their mic on. I pray with Brother Muhammad from New York. We're going to see. As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah, wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Akbar.
Yes, sir.
Praise be to Allah. I have the book also. I was trying to find what page were you reading from.
I would have known that you had your book. A lot of people don't have this book. On page 125.
Oh, yeah, you're deep into the book. All right, 125, yeah. Yes, I just got mine. Matter of fact, yesterday. Just got it yesterday.
Yeah. When I buy books, I had to buy two. Because I buy my wife a book and mm-hmm. I buy me one and make sure we both got books. So, you know, that's the case one day leave, don't take my book with her.
That's right.
I didn't make sure she got a book too, that's all. Yes, sir.
I hear you. Well, said God bless his child who got his home.
Got his own. That's right. That's right.
Always get two. You're doing the right thing.
Yes, sir. I got both. Every time I buy a book, we'll get one from Mom's kid. I would get two. I got the one that Moses did, the parting of the sea. So in the new books and a lot of these books, because people, a lot of brothers have died, and their children are putting those books in Goodwill. You go there, you see some of the books that we have, because a lot of children don't value these books, you know. So
now
everybody talking about building a library. When mm-hmm. one die and ask the family to donate the books to the library, I think that's a wise mm-hmm. move. Yes, sir.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, brother. Mm-hmm. Why don't you say something, right? Why don't you say something to the audience? You know, you've been around here a long time. You know about business. You know about a lot of things. You've been in the army, and you're a mm-hmm. supporter of Stand Water D. Muhammad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I usually go right to the heart of the problem. So that's why I don't have a lot to say. I don't want to hurt anybody, but it's about time now that we have to hear the truth. See where the problem started was. You're talking about infiltrators and all that.
Yes.
See, the man told us in 2003. The whole lot of this is our fault. The man told us in 2003 at the convention. He said 80% of the imams do not support my leadership. And we all heard that. Many of us heard, and we repeated it many times. 80% of imams do not support my leadership. And who did the people go and support? They supported the ones who did not support Imam Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, that's where the problem was. So we have to go all the way back and see where the problem started. Imam told us then. That's where the problem is. And we and those who went in and supported that 80% that did not support the imam.
Yes, sir. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
Yeah, see, man, when we left the plantation, we took all that hate, brought all that hate that they taught us, we brought it with us. Mm-hmm. And it was easy to sway us to turn on each other. That's why we can't really make no progress like we should have. That got to change. We got to change that.
That's right. Got to change it. We're going to change it. We're going to change it, too.
Yes, sir. We're going to change it.
All right.
You know, I remember the way they talked about Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson... Mm-hmm. He was only a millionaire that made a lot of money, took his land and put rides and put animals on and let the inner city children come there and eat and ride freely. All the millionaires in this world, billionaires in this world, none of them has ever did anything to match what Michael. So they had to come at him and lie on him. Anytime a man starts singing about Elvis Long, singing Muslim song, they had to get rid of him. Then he was telling the people they in one of his songs, they don't care about us, so he had to go. They had to get rid of him.
Yeah, when he told us out, he's waiting for your call.
He's waiting on your call. Yeah, what he said. He told
us.
So they had to get rid of him. Man, that thing, Michael... has come in there and under the imam, Wahid Muhammad, in this community, what do you think, what would have happened to all them people that love them? They've been right there with us.
Especially them young people.
So they couldn't afford that, so they had to get rid of Michael. Huh? They can talk about he gave the children... Jesus Jew, tell me they gave him wine before they go to be a Jesus Jew. This is what the maid said. This had found out she took a bribe. She took money to tell that lie on Michael. And most of them children that used to go to the farm, and all of them come back and said Michael never did touch any one of them. So he recanted everything they said. But that's where it go when you try to be nice and try to treat people right. People are going to be spying on you, trying to get any dirt they can. And then once they find out your brother is a Muslim and you can get close to Islam, you're singing Islamic songs, you're trying to make the world a better place, And you talking about the man in the mirror? He had to go. They had to get rid of. He was gonna change this world. People gonna start coming into Islam.
Making too much money for too long.
So they had to get rid of. And they use a Caucasian doctor. They use a African American doctor. African. Yeah. And they give him a flap on the wrist. And he a millionaire now. So that's what happened. When you stand up or you try to do something good, you come up with some new medicine, or you come up with a car that run without gas, you ain't going to be seen here in America. But when they get through with you, they're like this man in Pakistan. An Indian one, came up with a box that would run all electrical things in your house for weeks and months at a time. You ain't heard nothing there from him.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of him. Yeah, you ain't gonna hear. So anything of any good that you come up with, if they decide to take it, they gonna do it. And they tell me that when they show you Mission Impossible, that's what they mean. It might be impossible. They trying to tell you that, but not impossible that they gonna do what they gonna do. They gonna set out to destroy you, and they gonna do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll continue. Listen, let you go ahead and read more from the book if that's what you want to do.
I'm gonna keep on listening. Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Yeah, all right.
Thank
you and your wife, and thank you for sharing that with.
Right, same with your wife and your family. All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah. Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan
Mubarak.
And no one else who wants to come into the queue and share information. Make a comment, make a statement. So this program is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, and sponsored coming from Los Angeles, California, and the person that is sponsoring Hameen Muhammad. Bringing this show out of California. I'm with Brother Abdullah Akbar and from Decatur, Georgia, and my wife, Dahir Akbar. This is her night, but, we fasted, so she had to do some things, and she is doing. And so I took over helping up with the show. And we have Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He's a co-worker, and along with my brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. He normally with us, and his wife is getting better. She's been in the hospital. I don't know if she'll come home yet, but she's talking now, and her memory's coming back. So all praise due to Allah. That show you prayer really works. If you pray for something, then Allah reward that what you're praying for, or that person you're praying to for and ask for help. Allah, the best helper. And we also have an imam called Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who's coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, but his master that he resides and working with is in LaGrange, Georgia, huh? And I'm sad to announce that one of his sister-in-law passed last night, and so they're getting ready for her janazah. So from Allah we came, and from Allah we return. So thank Allah. So, okay, we got somebody else on. Let me turn their mic on and let them begin to say what they want to say. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
This is Suja?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, you surprised me. I didn't know that was you. Why are you holding on so long? You know you're part of the co-workers here. You know,
I made a mistake. I made a mistake.
Okay, then. But share that mistake with us. We want to hear it. You got it.
I done called in, so I'm going to say a few words.
Yeah, all right.
And do the prayer. I hadn't did the prayer. I called a nun and I broke the fast.
Oh, okay.
I made it. But alhamdulillah, yeah. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings to be among our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And again, I'd like to give the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak.
Praise be to Allah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. We are really enjoying this Ramadan. Praise be to Allah. It's running smooth so far. And I heard a little bad news, and every once in a while you hear a little bad news, and I'm saying a prayer and kind of keep on going, you know, pray for the best. You know, praise be to Allah. But it's amazing how people's is passing and how things is happening, and it is happening so fast. I don't know what nobody noticed that, but it's amazing how things is. You know, you get the bad news, and then next week here coming again. You know. So alhamdulillah, you know, we got to keep up prayer, ask Allah for forgiveness, and we got to pray for our brothers and sisters and pray for our children and things like that. That is so important, so important. I was reading in the Quran, you know, Allah is telling us, you know, to bear witness to him. Bear witness to him, you know, and he's just telling the same thing over and over and over again. And he's telling us that if we do the type of blessing that we're going to get out of that, you know, but don't give yourself to nothing else. Don't give yourself to false worship, you know, or false ideas, false knowledge. You know, don't give yourself to that. And he's hard on the people that is a rejecter of faith. If you read the Quran, that's one thing you're going to see during this month of Ramadan, is Allah talking about those people that reject faith. And the rejectors of faith is people that once believed in Allah, you know, and then they turn around and reject Allah, reject the belief in Allah, you know, and they stay steadfast in that rejection, and Allah promised them some serious hell. Some serious hellfire, you know. So I can't, I mean, praise be to Allah, pray. I say my prayers to Allah, but it's just hard. I mean, I just can't see how a person can reject God. You know, that's hard for me to imagine. A person reject God knowingly, openly. You know, and people that change the word. Allah said they change the word, and they know the truth, and they cover up the truth with a lie. You know, and this is one of the things that the so-called Jewish peoples did with the disbelieving Christian peoples. They changed the word of God into a lie. You know, they got the book. They got the book. The Christian, they got the book. And they changed the truth of God into a lie. You know, that's serious business. That's some serious business right there, brother. And they walk around here. And ride around here, they getting the benefit of it, and they, I guess they're going to people that's giving them monies and things, and giving them false hope, because that's what Allah said that Satan does, give you false hope, you know, and they thinking that they gonna have a good life here in America. You know, that they ain't going to be under no kind of pressure. They ain't going to have spends nothing hard. You know, from now on, they're going to live good. So they say later on for God, you know, as long as I'm getting this here. That's amazing. That's amazing. So we thank God for blessing us with this here struggle that we're going through. If we're going through a struggle, if you're going through a struggle, go through it. Go through the struggle. Because Allah said, along with struggle and difficulty, you're going to have ease. You know? So go along with the struggle. And it's the believers. The struggle got so hard, the prophets say that the prophet cried out, when is the help of Allah is going to come? You know? So the struggle going to get hard. But if you're a believer, if we're a believer, we'll be able to go through that. We'll be able to go through that. Because Allah got a whole lot for us to do. You know, our mission is big. And remember, the Bible said that the bottom is the one on the bottom is gonna rise up to the top, and I don't know nobody being as lower or on the bottom more than we have. We've been on the bottom, brothers and sisters. We got a story to tell, you know. And I think we are on. Praise be to Allah. We on this blessing. So let's accept this him blessing. And we say that there is false worship is the worst form of worship. You know, and it's time for us to come together and establish businesses and accept that which Allah is offering us. He's constantly offering us things. It say that Allah is the most merciful, you know, the most merciful, you know. He's often forgiven, you see. So we're gonna do some wrong, brothers and sisters. We're gonna make some mistakes, but that's what I mean. We believe in God. We ask God for forgiveness, and He's the one that is often forgiven and most merciful. So I came to you in peace. I'm going to have to get up here and call this to God and say the prayer. And I'm going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the lamb, buddy.
And I'm new to that.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you coming. You know, don't go too far. Now, you got to go make sure a lot of them. Yeah, I have too. So we thank you for coming on, Brother Suja. Yes, sir. We living in a world that was handpicked and given to us. It should have been a world where everybody was happy. Everybody be happy. Everybody be kind to each other. So the difficulty come ease. And another one of our brothers who was the imam in St. Louis. In St. Louis, Kentucky, the hometown of Muhammad Ali, he came to move him from Kentucky and moved to Atlanta, and he had bought 28 acres of land, farmland in Griffin, Georgia, and he got sick and he never recovered. He passed away last night, and so. Yeah, a lot of people leaving him. And they're leaving him because they're going and trusting themselves to those doctors in the hospital. And we got to realize, yeah, they supposed to help us. But why are so many young people dying? So many people up in age are dying in the hospital. I mean, if they never heard of that, that many people dying that's regular. I mean, that's dying. You know, natural death when you go home and go to sleep and don't wake up. That's a natural death. But when you go and get all them machines hooked up to yourself and you got to take all that medication and take all that blood samples and all that, man, that the folks trying to kill you. So we have to be wise. That's why Elijah told us that we need our own hospital in every state, in every city and town. We need trustworthy people in those hospitals that when we wait on them, we would trust them to do the best they know how with the knowledge they have received to help us get better. I just can't believe that all these people are dying. And they just die. They go in the hospital, and they walk in there, and some of them never walk back out. You know, I thought out one time. I don't know why I caught the virus. My wife said she don't know what it smelled like something different. And you know, I used the flu medicine, and to get better, and I got better. And it took me 2 weeks to get better, 2 or 3 weeks. Me and my wife both got sick. We went to dinner up in Stone Mountain. And we got come home that night. And the next day, we were sick-like symptoms, flu-like symptoms. We didn't have no taste and none of that. And we stayed there and took medicine. And people brought us fruit and stuff out here. And we didn't go out the house. And in a couple of weeks, we were doing better. So we had, you know, one thing we had going for us was prayer. Praying to Allah to put us back together. And we are better. So we thank Allah. If you ain't got to go in the hospital, if you do go in one, make sure you know that doctor. Trust that doctor. Because you getting a doctor and you don't know nothing about him, and you should check his record. How many people have died on this care? That's what you need to check. And then he's more than normal. Then you need to check out of that hospital, go home, and try to recuperate and get yourself back together. I know a lot of people don't think that's too wise, but in this day and time, with the attitude of this country, that they want to make America great. America has not been no great he'd been great at being a bully because he had better weapons than anybody. It hadn't been great. Slavery didn't make America great. Those people that put us in slavery are burning in hell right now. You can't do wrong and get good from God. Huh? The Bible says you reap what you sow. You gonna tell me those people did what they did to us and they got good out of it from Almighty God? No, indeed. Allah say you only accept good. Huh? Imam Washington Muhammad said, no one leave this earth without getting God's judgment, whether you see it or don't see it. No one leave this earth. If you've done a major wrong, you're going to get a major punishment. Huh? And you know that they had to do a major wrong because they worship themselves. They call them self-Jesus and God. And they were nowhere near God or Jesus. Then on top of that, they call themselves white people. And if they white people, we showing up in the midst of it. God, I read the scripture, God ain't never said he created no white people or black people. He said he made us all human beings and he made all of us from Adam. So my wife wants me to read something from the Quran. This is Ramadan. And I will do that. This is our show. This is our day. So I will read something from the Al-Quran, the most excellent book. God said he put angels around this book. Well, I don't want to talk about no rabbit leaves on eggs and all that bullshit. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Al-Aim, the cow. Surah 6, praise be to Allah, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Praise be to Allah who created the heaven and the earth and made the darkness and the light. Yet those who reject faith hold others equal with thou guardian law. This is Ayat 1 and this is 2. He it is who created you from clay, then decreed a state of turn for you, and therein, in his presence, another determined turn, yet he doubt within yourself. It's Ayat 3, Allah is he, and he is Allah in the heaven and on earth. He knows what he hides and what he reveals. And he knows and he recompense what he earned by your own deeds. Ayat 4. For never did a single one of the signs of Allah reach them. But they turn away their foe. So Allah telling us that he has sent all of signs and many turn away from the signs. They don't want them. And they want a recompense. They want Allah who is over the heaven and the earth. No one can say they over the earth. No man can ever get in a ship and get near that son that God created. And that should show you without any doubt that's a power greater than we have the mind or the brain to imagine that how can someone go near that son. Make a son. So that's enough as a judgment for the whole world, as Imam said. All I can judge the whole world because the whole world should be looking at that something greater than me created myself. Something greater than me put that sun in the sky that don't fall down. That give us light. That make everything grow. That give everything his texture and color and bitterness and its sweetness. That sun does that. So we thank Allah for this, for these ayat. And Allah make it very clear to us, if all the seeds was ink, and all the, then you added two seeds, and all the trees was pencils. And all the trees was pencils. And you could never exalt this book. So Allah put in this book everything we need. Everything we need to accomplish the good life that God has offered to us through prayer and persevere, being a good human being, being one who submits our will to do the will of God. That's one of the greatest statements Jesus made. Not my will will be done, but God will. You don't see those people that calling them a Christian making that statement, and I'm not bashing the Christians. They are good people. The majority of them are good people, but they have been misled by lies, weak ideas, and wrong thinking. They have been misled. And now we have the truth to help us come up out of that mess that we put in. Because if you put a man from another land and take away his ability to teach his children and pass down from generation to generation what he knows to his children, that's what they did. When we got here, they separated our mamas, grandmamas, and sons, and wives, and children, and shipped us all off in different parts of the America, like Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas. They just shipped us all over the place. And they shipped us there. And they put us in those places so we would not know each other. Then they told us we couldn't read. And when they found out we could read, that we could use our mind, they started killing us. They started dumbing us down. They started feeding us hog, the worst part of the hog, like Imam said. Our mothers and things had to go, mothers had to go in the garbage can and get those hog cuts and cook them so we could keep meat on our bones so we wouldn't die. And they went into the garbage can and got those cuts of the hog out and cleaned it and cooked it for us so the men could stay healthy and strong. Yeah, we were strong, but it made us dumb. It dumbed us down the hall. We become in a hog farm, eating all that swine. So this is the ugly part of slavery that they don't want to talk about. They want to keep that a secret, how they did us. And now we know what they done. How are we going to make our brothers measure up to what they did? If they so forgiven for that and their children didn't do to us what their parents did, why is they still benefiting greatly from what their parents, they own all the insurance company, they own all the ships and planes, the banks and everything, they own just about everything, all the skyscrapers, and you're going to say, well, their children not, but their children benefit from that. They even benefit from that image. They're benefiting. They're living well from the, and our people are suffering because our people trying to be like them, spending lots of money trying to get hair, look like the Caucasian woman hair, and look like the Caucasian man, spending lots of money, bleaching skin, trying to bleach the skin, like God made a mistake with the skin. So Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart about each other. So let's change our heart. Let's work on things. Let's find a way to spend money with each other. Let's stop giving these people money and they laughing all the way to the bank, and they bragging on how they are mistreat riding us to the grave, and we are paying for it. So let's learn to tell our children that they gonna go to school, and come back and make jobs, not just go to school just to get a job, because that is the reason they brought us in for a job. And they have done a real job on our mind and on our good way we should have of living. Because if you want to find out where we stay at, just follow the trash, follow the nasty neighborhood, follow the neighborhood with people standing on the corner doing nothing but talking about each other. Find that neighborhood with all the burger bars in that neighborhood, and you will find our neighborhood. So we want to change this ugly picture. We want to bring about a better world for all of us to live in, because we are all brothers. We are one people. Do not hold any hatred for anybody. We don't hold no hatred in our heart towards anybody. Caucasian people learned a long time ago that they can move among us and live, and no harm will come to them. But many of them would move around us, because many of them had in the back of their mind, if we had a did them like they did us, they'll be ready to get some revenge for what we done to them. So they don't move around us. But they show us John Wayne and all these cowboy pictures where they so honest and they ain't nothing but a trick that they have pulled off on us. So we thank Allah for this precious message of concern. I hope maybe come back tomorrow. We have more speakers and more people ready to share what they experienced in America with this image and how it affected their life and how the truth had come to make their life much better. For this Broad Talk radio station, let's keep working, let's keep fasting. May Allah continue to bless all of us with a blessed Ramadan, and may Allah continue to protect us as we move through this earth and move through this earth to make this world a better world for all of us to live in. So we're going to close with a prayer. We open with Al-Fatiha. Will somebody have opened their mics up and let me bring them in? And then As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Oh, as-salamu alaykum. Call us 71108, last four digits 4805. You have something to say?
Yes, Ramadan
Mubarak. Well, Sister Lala, that's the time to close out. Thank you, Brother Sister Lala. Let us hear and let us say one of your daily projects and close out with a prayer, if you don't mind.
Read Sister Zelly's prayer.
If you got Sister Zelly's prayer, please read that. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum. You got it.
Okay, let's see. I was reading something else, but I don't have Sister Zelly's.
Okay, then do what? Say the prayer you want to say. Say the prayer you want to say, yes.
But love. But I mean, I say it, but
I guess
let's
say another one if she wants.
Yeah, say another one. Yeah. My wife said make another. Anyone you want to say. Allah Akbar.
Allah, change my fear in my grave into love. Allah, have mercy on me in the name of the great Quran. And for me a God and light and guidance and mercy. Oh Allah, make me remember what of it I have forgotten, and make me know of it that which I have become ignorant of, and make me recite it in the hours of the night and the day, and make it an argument for me, O thou sustainer of all the world. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I'm going to turn it. I want you to close out. I'm going to let my wife want to say something quick.
As-salamu alaykum.
Okay,
I want to just read this real quickly, then go back to what I'm doing. We'll be lamenting the regime, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Oh Allah, I cannot manage this life myself without you. Please make of my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me to act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking your forgiveness. Do our recommended by Imam W.D. Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum. Ramadan Mubarak. Go ahead, Lala. Hajjah.
Alhamdulillah. Go ahead, sir.
Amen. Allah Waiba. Thank you, Sister Lala. Person with phone number 2-323-1024.
You closed out, Abba.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm looking.
Well, I got slammed.
I'll end with just a real short prayer. I'll finish there. Oh Allah, thou art the author of peace, and from thee comes peace. Blessed art thou, O Lord, of glory and of honor.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Brother Rashad. Thank you, Brother Rashad.